The city's legal aid society is going to start giving access to its so-called bad cop database to other public defender organizations. WNYC's Robert Lewis reports.
New York's top judge just announced a new rule that requires judges to make sure prosecutors are turning over evidence favorable to a defendant at least 30 days before trial. It's a long-awaited step toward reform, but defense attorneys say even 30 days is not enough. So Legal Aid is planning to give other public defenders access to its growing database of dirt on police officers. Attorney Cynthia Conti Cook oversees the database. She says defendants sit on Rikers Island for much longer than 30 days, and they should at least know if the officer who arrested them has a history of lying before they decide whether to take a plea deal.
This database gives them access to investigative materials that allow them to make a balanced decision about the risks they face at trial.
State law makes police disciplinary records confidential without a court order. And even though prosecutors have a constitutional obligation to disclose material that could help the defense, there's no real requirement to go looking for it. So Legal Aid launched the database in 2015. Paralegal Julie Ciccolini has been adding records every day since.
Civil rights lawsuits, any news articles relating to police officers getting arrested or getting in trouble for some reason, when we can get our hands on civilian complaint review board investigations, internal affairs investigations. If officers are posting inappropriate things on social media, we would add that.
It's got information on 10,000 officers. Legal Aid says it helps with everything. Bail applications, better plea deals, cross-examining cops on the stand. And now, 10 more organizations, including the Bronx Defenders and Innocence Project, will also have access. The NYPD did not respond to a request for comment. Robert Lewis, WNYC News.